now with the latest reports from our news centres across the region, here's About Anglia.
The car at the centre of a £2.5 million drugs investigation. 13 kilos of cocaine are seized at Harwich. The raid on Radio Caroline, now the pirate radio station, threatens legal action against the boarding party who smashed all the ship's broadcasting equipment. Good evening. Also tonight, rock climbing without rocks, getting to grips with a travelling mountain. It's a case of vertigo on wheels. And the army of rock music fans who were on their best behaviour for a sell-out concert by American supergroup Bon Jovi. But first, over to the news desk and Helen McDermott.
Good evening. The Canadian owners of pirate pop station Radio Caroline have threatened to take legal action tomorrow over its shutdown. On Saturday, Dutch officials silenced the 25-year-old radio station, which used to be moored off the Essex coast.
Dutch police and radio investigation service officers boarded the pirate ship Ross Revenge at lunchtime on Saturday. Officials from the Department of Trade and Industry remained alongside on board their vessel. A disc jockey told Caroline's listeners that the men were dismantling their broadcast equipment but intended no harm to the people on board.
As it stands, the gentlemen are going to remove the transmitter from the ship and take a few other things as well.
Then the station went off the air. But according to the Canadian owners of Radio Caroline, the boarding party was armed with pistols. They claim the Dutch party removed one transmitter and smashed the other two with sledgehammers. They say studio equipment was ripped out and all the wiring was severed with an axe.
Record players used to be here and the mixing desk was here. Very kindly they left the buttons to press. Nothing else.
To have armed police, coast guards, customs, whatever they were, running around on the vessel, and all we're doing out here is playing pop music. It's just beyond belief.
A statement issued on behalf of the Radio Caroline organisation said it would be bringing charges of piracy, assault and criminal damage for the raid against British and Dutch officials. Howard Rose, editor of industry journal Now Radio, which issued the statement today from Kettering, said the ship's Canadian directors would start legal moves tomorrow. The DTI say they've been trailing the ship for several weeks, but they deny that British officials were with the Dutch boarding party who silenced the pirate station's transmitters. 3 hours after the boarding, officials from a DTI surveillance ship later gained permission to go aboard to try to persuade 8 Britons on the Ross Revenge to accept passage to Ramsgate. 2 accepted, but the others decided to remain.